Hi everyone, it's Mindel Casorla here. I wanted to share with you something that happened to me today that was a little bit thought-provoking, and I thought maybe it could inspire and give you some thoughts as well. So some of you might know this, that I, besides for working for Tomer Devorah, I work as a graphic designer, and I have a great MacBook computer, which is extremely important to me that it works well so that I can do all the different things that I need to do for my life and for Parnassa, et cetera, et cetera. Recently, I had a major issue with it. It wasn't working well, and I took it to a local technician, and he got me to do a bunch of things with it and put in new memory sticks, and all of a sudden, it was working better. Then, a few weeks later, it started shutting down randomly. It just wasn't working. I needed it for a lot of different projects, and the screen would just go blank. So I thought, you know, something's still wrong with it. And I decided instead of going to my local friendly technician, I was going to take it to a very professional computer store, and they could check it out from A to Z and from head to toe and tell me exactly what's wrong with it. So I took it to this store, and they revealed to me that there was an issue with the way that this local technician previously had handled the computer. And because of that, the computer was shutting down and turning blank screen. And that was a pretty simple thing to fix, and they were able to take care of that 1, 2, 3. It didn't cost so much. But as they were searching through the computer and trying to figure out what was wrong with it, they also discovered that there was a much greater internal issue with the computer. The hard drive was on its last leg, about to die. And if I hadn't discovered this particular issue, then I might have lost all of my data, my entire computer, within a few months, just because the computer was really, really about to die. Now, obviously, when I found out that this local technician didn't do a good job, my first response was, that's really annoying. I need to go back to him, and I don't really want to fight it out with him and talk to him about it. And why, you know, he didn't charge me that much, but it was kind of annoying that he had done something bad to my computer. I thought about it a little bit more, and I realized that, you know, had I not brought it to him, and had he not made that mistake, and had he not done something that made the screen go black and stare me in the face saying, you know, there is something wrong, really wrong, so I might never have taken it to this very professional computer store, and I may never have discovered that there was a much greater, deeper internal issue with the computer. And really, the small amount of money that I paid this technician had saved me from losing my entire computer, even though he himself had made a mistake. Now, I hope you've been following me up until this point, because it's a little bit technical. But for me, this was a very great learning experience, because I felt that in a funny way, I almost owed this original technician for his mistake. So, you know, when I went to the store to pick up my computer today, and I had to, you know, pay an exorbitant amount of money to fix the entire hard drive, I turned to this professional computer man and I said, you know, it's interesting. I actually owe something to this other guy who, you know, seemingly messed up my computer. And I explained to him exactly what I just told you all. And he looked at me with a very funny look on his face, and he smiled and he said, yeah, that's one way to look at it. And he kind of just turned away and probably thought to himself, this lady's a little bit nuts. Now, you might think I'm nuts, and he might think I'm nuts, but when someone says that to me, you know, that's one way to look at it, I kind of take that to mean, that's one way to look at it, there's another way to look at it, but which one is going to add more simcha to my life? Which one is going to make me more of a growing person? Which way, when you have a choice of a way to look at something, which perspective, whether it's true, whether it's real, whether it's, you know, the one that everybody around you is telling you that is the most, appropriate for the situation, which one is going to make you into a better person? Which one is going to make your life a better life? When I want to be angry at someone, when I want to live my life blaming others and being frustrated at people, at God, at myself, then yeah, there's one way to look at it. If I want to live my life with gratitude, with simcha, with excitement, with positivity, then that's another way to look at it. Which one am I going to choose? Just because people tell you or tell me that a certain perspective will get you taken advantage of, will bring you down, will put you on the lower rungs of society. Think about it for a second. Maybe that's the perspective that will actually bring you up, that will actually give you strength, that will actually help you to be a better person for yourself and for other people. So what I learned from this situation is that I can choose the way I want to view something. And not only that, I also saw that sometimes when you're in a situation where there's really a deep internal problem and something needs to kind of stare you in the face and punch you and hit you in a certain way that you might find to be a bit uncomfortable, really, that's helping you uncover something that you really, really seriously need to fix. And Hashem and those people around you and those frustrating circumstances are actually doing you a favor. The things that bother you, the things that frustrate you, and the things that seem to be making things more difficult for you might actually be a major improvement and a help in your life, in my life. They might be saving you from ages of frustration. They might be saving you from tons of money. But it means that you have to take that approach of how you're going to view it. How am I going to take a perspective that will make me stronger? And how am I going to take the messages and the circumstances around me to make my life a better life and make the life of others a better life? So it's up to you. There's many ways to look at it, and you can choose the best one. Thank you.